You tuned in with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Isarian, and for the next hour or so, we'll be going down my path. Listen, if you've never listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territories, here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, from UBC's campus here on CITR studio. Like I said, if you never listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. Listen, if you tune in every Tuesday, you're a listener of Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10, and you tune into All the Beam Path, you are elite, you know? And so thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, or if you've tuned in a lot, you never quite understand it. You know, like, what's going on here? Like, every time I turn on, it's something a little bit different. That's because it's by design. But here we like to talk a little bit about what's going on here in Vancouver, what's going on in the Lower Mainland, what's going on in Canada, what's going on in, you know, on our continent, what's going on, you know, intercontinental, you know, intergalactic. Sometimes we get into different dimensions. You know, we can just, this show is just, it's just me and you. You know, it's just like we're hanging out. And, you know, if you've ever hung out with me actually in real life, this is just how it is. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can especially call in if you'd like to donate. Like we always talk about, you know, the fund drive. It's just 1 month, but it's so selfish to give. And think about being a little bit more selfish for yourself. First thing we do here, it's the weather. Obviously, we're talking about the weather. Man. Oh, I had to take off my jacket when it's getting hot in here. But it is cold outside. I haven't even looked at what the forecast is going to be for the next few days because I wasn't ready for this. I feel like I left, you know, I obviously I didn't do the show last Tuesday because I was in Mexico. Sorry to leave you hanging, but yeah, I was in Mexico for a work trip. It was so terrible. Couldn't even explain how awful it was. Honestly, it was amazing. But it was so nice when I left. Like, it was still warm. I think I wore shorts to the airport, you know, a t-shirt, and I think I had sweatpants in my bag. It was just like, I was like, oh, it was so nice. And I come back here, and it is horrible. I mean, I say it's horrible, but it's honestly, it's just like what October should be, what November should be. Like, we shouldn't have, you know, 25 degree days, but it was very sad, you know, to be outside today. Actually, it was fun to be outside. I coached football today, and so it was nice to, like, be out and just kind of be, you know, just kind of allowing yourself to just get a little dirty, like jumping to the ground. I don't know, something about that, something about touching the ground just makes me feel good. Anyways, it also makes you a little bit less cold when you're just kind of not thinking about it. And it's interesting because, coaching little kids, you, part of coaching is theater. I don't think that people understand, you know, like part of coaching is theater. You have to be excited about something that you're not excited about, like jumping into the mud. You have to be like, well, if I don't do it, you know, these kids aren't going to do it. Something that's why I like about coaching kids, like coaching, you know, high school kids or adults, you know, they got little different expectations. But kids, it's just like the kids are like a little bit different expectations themselves. But the kids are like, I'm not doing it unless you do it. They have to like see you do it. So anyways, but it was fun. You know what wasn't fun though? American Airlines lost my luggage going to Mexico. And, you know, I like to let you all like in a little bit. And if you know, it's just like I had my, so for this work party, we had like a costume party, which was also going to double as my Halloween costume. And I lost in the luggage. And the worst part is that not only did I lose it, I didn't even lose it, is that the airline lost my bag, is that they have no idea how to even find out where it's at to get back, which is, I think is so crazy that it has to be by design. Like, they lose your stuff by design and also make it very difficult to file through any of the policies. And it's like, listen, you have such robust websites and apps and members only lounges and members only apps and members only section apps and, you know, a sophisticated way to not allow me to use internet on a plane. But when it comes to some bureaucratic form, it is literally the worst UX, the worst UI. Is horrible. They intentionally awful, and it infuriates me because I'm going to read some stories. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some stories about theft and some about theft from a few different angles. And so it's so interesting, you know, that when you steal, if I was to steal, you know, a few hundred dollars from American Airlines, like steal a bottle of alcohol off of a plane, $60, you know, like that, if I stole it, they would ban me for life from flying. American Airlines can steal roughly $600 from me and make me jump through the hoops to get it back. It doesn't make any sense. When we get back, I'm just going to talk about, you know, a little thing we talk a little bit about here, which is Vancouver housing. I'm currently looking for an apartment, and the shit out there currently is bleak. When we get back. Oh yes, I made it alive. It's so dry, hit it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine. Hey, how you lonely in a room with God? Never slow up, not even a pit stop. Praying my niggas will never get caught. Overcame it all like I'm some big shot. Was taught to be a man out to the wristwatch. To the collar shirt tucked with the front pocket. Out of adolescence when it go blossom. When your stars align, I hope it's no comment. So far it's, oh yes, I made it alive. I wonder what size, still in my mama house. The kids on my conscience now, cause the youth dying, and it's just more common now. Common ground, look through it all like we common law. Coming down high over life, arrive unannounced. Summoning, I'm in the pain of when I'm in doubt. I school my head in the cloud like I learned about. Oh yes, I made it alive. It's so dry, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. I see that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine. City like a tour bus, hoping one day I can have a tour bus. I can see the planets from my window ceiling. I tend to deal with
is honest. I don't wanna fight no one, no contest. I just wanna undress my conscience. I just met a killer that been in his ways. Try to raise a family with minimum wage. What can I say? Besides the demons, it's reality for the people that we love. And we are the ones that will team up and tee up the party. Did it just cool, but that show showed up tardy. The audience hopefully ready and rowdy. I'm in it, I said it, you get it in writing. Got into a science, bro, ran with a lightning. Like soil, I'm grounded, the seed is just sprouted.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It's so dry, hit it to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Tell a friend and tune in. Listen, what are you doing on a Tuesday? You're probably sitting in your house right now. Maybe you got your laptop up and you're on Facebook Marketplace and you're listening to me in the background and you're like, I wish I was doing this more often. And then you're like, you know what? I could do this more often, because each episode is podcasted, so you can go and listen to it again, or you can listen to an old episode. Listen, I've been doing episodes since 2016, so you can go back and check it out. You can be like, wow, he's just still as crazy as he was 5 years ago. Consistency, that's what it's called. Anyways, I'm just trying to look to find a picture to talk about what I want to talk about, because it's crazy. And then I actually, like, there's so many companies that make money from just stealing from you. So Ryan Vending is the vending machines. They I guess, take care of UBC, the Nest here. And one time, one of their machines stole $18 from me because I put in a $20 bill, bought something, and the money never came out. You know, it happens. Anyways, I called, made a claim. They never came. The claim never came. Made another claim. Claim never came. Like, eventually, they just get to keep my $18. After I just give up. How is it okay for companies to do that? To just straight steal from you? It doesn't make any sense. Anyways. So, I'm looking for an apartment. Listen, if you are, you know, you're a loyal listener to this show, or maybe this is your first time, and you're like, wow, this has been 17 minutes of what the fuck. And you're like, you know what? But I really dig that, and I have an apartment for this guy. I've been looking for one, and it's honestly been pretty tough. It's been pretty tough. It is tough in Vancouver to find an apartment. No surprise. However, I'm constantly searching Craigslist, and so I'm on Craigslist looking at one bedrooms, and I came up on this advertisement. $1,400, one bedroom, unique opportunity for private suite. And the ad says, I have a beautiful private mobile home, RV, which I'm considering renting out to a maximum two people and no pets or on-site smoking. There's a bed and a dinette, which converts to a second bed. This is super quiet and confidentially, located close to UBC, which is not fucking close, and you will be located on a quiet and safe property. You're in a parking lot in an RV for $1,400 a month. That is crazy. It's crazy that that person can even, like, has to do that. Like, I posted it on Reddit, and honestly, people... Like, I think if there was any place that I would, if any social media I would want to be famous on, I think Reddit is the number one. It's like the worst part of the internet, but that's like, means it's the cream of the internet, you know? I feel like if it was going to be famous for something good, for something notable, something I would like wanted to be, famous on, be Reddit, definitely. Over like TikTok or Instagram, Reddit, anonymous. You know, anyways, post on Reddit. Some people are very funny, and people get angry on Reddit. Anyways, I got angry because somebody said, "Why do you still use Craigslist?" I was like, it's the only way to find an apartment in Vancouver. It's insane. Anyways, if you live in an apartment right now, don't move. And if you don't live in an apartment, good luck. Good luck to you. I've some of the things that I feel like I've had to do to put myself in a position to even like see an apartment is actually shameful, and it kind of makes me feel a little bit bad. But seems like we just got to do it. Honestly, I just couldn't imagine. I was going to look at an apartment today and was asked, just kind of ask a few preliminary questions around, like, why is the apartment available? Anyways, it was the owner's mother on the phone was telling me basically that her son who bought the apartment can no longer afford it because of the interest rates have increased. I'm like, wow, housing crisis is so bad that even if you amass just a little bit of amount of money to buy an apartment, you can't afford to live in it. And then it made me sick thinking that, like, he can afford to own this apartment because I can afford to pay for the apartment, but I can't afford to get a loan for the apartment. How does that make any sense? How does that make any sense? I can pay his mortgage in an apartment he can't afford, so he can afford an asset that I can't afford. It doesn't make any sense. I'm covering, you know what? You know, like, you just think about this. You right now, if you're a renter, you are paying your landlord's mortgage. On a mortgage, you yourself couldn't take out. Because if you could, then you would be living in the property you owned. What sense does this make at all? None. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, that's the system that you chose. Anyways, what's going on here in Vancouver? There's so much stuff. Oh, I saw this beautiful story about whales, and you're going to have to wait until we're back from listening to some Channel Trace to hear about it. It was beautiful, though. It's worth the wait.
Yeah. Never came on my days feeling numb. Propane raps ain't killed with the thumb. Slow days on my own way to the grave. I'm a cold case, no cocaine on the gum.
See me down under, up down, slam down with the thunder. Yeah. Ice cold moves, booth hot like the summer. Riding on 100 times too when the box lights up, going up to be running.
It's me, verse the universe, I'm running, and we done 100% the game. Damn near nothing.
But fuck it.
If y'all can't stomach the work, you won't serve me a word. You keep running.
Get a taste of the falls, hit the walls on the daily. Pacing phases to my face, nothing faze me. Besides a lot of things on my mind, I need to say.
Bit afraid.
So I guess they can wait just another day.
I think I might be A-okay.
If I wait just another day. I got to tell you, getting blinded by the lights. I got to tell you, by the chaos in my mind. I got to tell you, all these nights we're not together. Forgot to tell you,
yeah.
Forgot to tell you.
I got to tell you. I ain't trying to make no promise. Not nothing that could weigh down conscious. Pay the bills and rest, fill pockets. Still, sometimes you be obnoxious.
Just want it different when I'm having you around me. All night, no sleep, we down here. Whenever we hear no problems. Losing track of time till, yeah, it finds us.
Down with you till I make me 1,000. Why you pick your fence, pool house, lounge, yeah? Sounded good to me if you round, yeah, with it. I kill the demons, we hit the ground running.
My stress, gon' need a vest round the chest. Reshape my world in 7 days or less. On the chase, like the days chase ice cream trucks. Got us moving fast, but it's never enough.
Yeah, I know that the weather is rough, but it won't stop us.
Yeah, shit is never enough. I got to tell you, getting blinded by the lights. I got to tell you, by the
the chaos in my mind. I got to tell you, all these nights we're not together. Forgot to tell you, forgot to tell you, I got to tell you. Getting blinded by the lights. I got to tell you, all the chaos in my mind. I got to tell you, all these nights we're not together. Forgot to tell you, forgot to tell you. In my mind, I got to tell you, all these nights we're not together. Forgot to tell you, forgot to tell you.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Hey, listen, CITR does so much great programming here. So many people get an opportunity to speak through here. Listen, if you can donate, if you can spare a little bit of selfishness, you know what I mean? Give because it feels good. You should. You should give because it feels good. And in this story, this is about people giving because it feels good. So a lot of the times, you know, if you listen to the show, you get used to hearing the doom and gloom. You get used to hearing about animals taking back and fighting and defending for themselves, you know, defending what, you know, their territory and their animality, you know what I mean? Their ability to just be animals. Anyways, but sometimes, you know, there's some feel-good stories like this one. There was a humpback whale who was caught in some fishing line. And honestly, it sounds like if you read the story, you're like, wow, that sounds so painful. So basically the line is caught in between the mouth of the humpback whale. And have you ever, you know, maybe not, but like you've ever had something in your mouth that like, you know, just rubbing up against like the corner, or you've ever had like dry lips and it's just like rubbing up against the corner. Imagine that. But like, imagine taking dental floss and just like rubbing it back against the corner of your lips while being pulled back and like weighted down. Oh my gosh, it would hurt so bad. The whale's swimming for days like that, days. And luckily, some nice boaters just keep calling in the Coast Guard. 8 calls over a 24-hour period, who saw this whale carrying this line, and which allowed the rescue team to go and check it out. What's also amazing is that there's 2 other humpback whales the entire time swimming right next to the whale, trying to make sure, obviously, that their homie is about to be good, which he's not, because this is some strong-ass rope. So anyways, through some nice maneuvering, it's very interesting. The whales are so smart. As soon as they start trying to cut away some the rope so that it can free one side, free the tension, and hopefully like slide out of the mouth of the whale that's just already seeing, it's just rubbing away flesh. What the whale does is the whale goes up, like pushes the rope out, and then dives down and does a backflip so it just comes out of its mouth. And I was like, why didn't this dumbass whale just do that the whole time? Seems simple, right? Anyways, got it off, but it seemed, you know, we're doing harm to the animals. Also, but the animals, it's just kind of crazy that the other whales are just there trying to check it out, trying to see how they can help. And it's kind of amazing. It's also kind of amazing that the whale just couldn't stop swimming. And it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into its mouth. And that is scary. And that's why I'm glad I have arms. Because with arms, I actually don't have this problem. Like, you know, like that, I don't have this problem. But the whale does. So be thankful for your humanoid arms, because or else you could have dental floss stuck between your mouth as well, which, I don't know, it just sounds horrible. Sounds horrible. You know what else sounds horrible? Being in a park board for 4 years to accomplish 2.5 parks. Honestly, sometimes, like, I deal with bureaucracy every day now. And every day that my bag has been lost, it's me and a struggle for my humanity as I jump through hoops and do everything I can to try to go move through this bureaucracy to try to just get one little thing done. Anyways, the Vancouver Park Board finishes controversial term by uncontroversially approving new parks. What they say, this outgoing park board got 2.5 new parks agreed upon, which they started negotiating for in 2019. And it's something that they said, it's nice to see something we can actually agree upon. People want more parks. And I just don't understand why it took 4 years to figure out something that takes Gallup an afternoon to just run a poll. Do people want more parks? Yes. I don't think there's a single person who lives in Vancouver who's like, you know what? We got enough parks. I mean, maybe there is a single person. Maybe there's a lot of people, but, you know, they might say, hey, we don't want any basketball courts at this park, you know, or we don't want any lights at this park. But really, nobody I know is saying we don't want any more parks. Anyways, it is... it's just amazing how long things can take when it comes to local government. And it's just like new parks. It's a no-brainer. It seems like an easy win. But I feel like there's lots of easy wins turning into big losses now. Like, why? Sometimes I look at stuff and I'm like, you know, I deal with a lot of this type of shit for free. Why couldn't this happen to me? You know, in the best way possible, in the way that you have to look at it. A few months ago, a BC couple was accused of, I guess, doesn't even say what they're accused of, but they were escorted off their flight, and now they're suing Swoop Airlines because they are alleged the staff of racial discrimination. And I'm going to say, listen, you can, like, people racially discriminate every day. It's just like sometimes people just get fed up. Like, that's what I think. Whenever time I see one of these types of cases, I'm just like, I'm always just believing it. Because I'm like, I live it. I understand. Like, shit happens every day to all different types of people, all different ages. I mean, all different types of people. I mean, all different hues. But, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like people happen all the time. So this couple was going on a flight from Toronto to Kelowna, and basically after what it looks like, Jody Baptiste was getting harassed by this airline stewardess. They just asked her to get off of the flight, and now she's suing for a psychological impact. And I'm like, you know what? Get the money. You deserve it. Like, I don't know about you, because this might not have ever happened to you, but one time I was arrested for stealing shade at the beach. This is one of those stories I feel like I've told a million times, but anyways, you're going to hear it again. Anyways, so me and my friend we actually went on a fishing trip. Didn't catch any fish for the first half, so we were like, all right, out of here. I had some friends who had a beach house. And so we went to the beach house, and then we went to the beach, and we were hanging out, and police officers arrested me and my friend for sitting underneath a beach umbrella that had obviously been paid for and been given to us. Anyways, but they didn't arrest the girls we were with, and they walked me and my friend down the boardwalk with our hands handcuffed behind our back, and like walked us up and down. Like, it's like clearly a perp walk parade. And that shit was embarrassing. Like, just everyone looking at you with your hands behind your back, and you've got no, I had no shirt on and one shoe on. It was just so embarrassing. But, you know, police don't care. Anyways, I wish I could have sued the Bethany Beach police for that. I wouldn't have any student loans. Maybe I should have, but instead I just wanted to get the hell out of there. So I applaud these people for suing. And Swoop, you're on your last days, because I don't think you guys make a lot of money anyways. They were trying to charge them for switching seats with someone. I'm like, bruh, it's an airplane. The seats pay for. You're not even getting any money. That's one thing I don't understand about these employees. It's like, why are you so hard-pressed to cape up for your company? They're not even going to pay you the extra money for that. Doesn't make any sense. When we get back, I don't know if you knew this, but owls are dumb. And there's not really much more than that, except for that we are trying to recover, like, the owl program. And I just recently learned owls are dumb. And dumb in the sense that they don't have, like, a social function. Like, I think their entire brain is made up of hunting. Like, did you know an owl can hear or feel a mouse's heartbeat? That's insane. But also, they're dumb. Anyways, we're trying to bring them back. So, I wonder if the owl is one of those birds that, like, is not extinct because of us. It's extinct. Or, you know, it's going extinct because of it. Anyways, when we get back, got a few more things to talk about here in BC. But honestly, there's some crazy shit going on elsewhere. And we might just jump into that. When we get back.
Take a page on my book for you, try to come read me. I spent a few years on a road with a map doing dash with a team and shit. Even that couldn't free me. I'm stuck in a cycle of financial ignorance. Seem like my happiness really depend on if I got the money. If not, I'ma get it and shit. That's mercy. Put a foot in my shoes for you, judge how I'm stepping, dog. When you show your true colors, we don't call you fake, we just call that a blessing, dog. We call that redirection and shit, not to mention that shit that you spit should have came with a pension. Don't take no offense, cause you had a good run, it just sound like the end of it. Farewell. I've been riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Gotta hurry, ills, dirty 12, lurking on the block. We ain't worried though. We ain't worried. I said riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Got my 30 curry jersey, ops lurking on the block. We ain't worried though.
We ain't worried for real, hold on. Hey.
We ain't worried.
Yeah. Look, was born in the north. Either you shoot or play sports. Niggas got stencil. Niggas got what? They throw up utensils. What? See niggas throwing up forks. I did your retort. Had to get it. I moved out south on my own. I'm running through the sip. Got a pole, cause I still got like 40 blocks to go. But I'm never worried. Made it happen. So Brody moved yerkies and potions and oxys and addies. He even had 30s. Was trying to stay clean, but somehow I got dirty. I grew up way too fast. At 17, I moved like I was 30. Damn. And this Glock of 17, but it grew up too fast. It hold like 30.
I've been riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Gotta hurry, ills, dirty 12, lurking on the block. We ain't worried though. We ain't worried. I said riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Got my 30 curry jersey, ops lurking on the block. We ain't worried though. We ain't worried.
I mean, worry about what? Drinking more water, stacking Burrata, Kuna Matata, ayy. Smoke out the back of a 6-4 Impala, plotting on dollars. Zipping that way since we doubled up polo collars. Niggas just high-key hating. Stay on the bass clef, low-key problems. Keep the shit straight, can't chase it. We keep a flowery fragrance, mirrors and cases. Smoke, we pace it, though. Miss one next 15, one coming, that's basic, though. Motherfuckers think we racing, though. Motherfuckers can't run with us, couple of them ones with us. Watch niggas be patient, though.
ain't worried about a thing. We ain't worried about a thing.
We ain't worried though.
We ain't worried about a thing.
I've been riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot, gotta hurry, ills 3012, lurking on the block, we ain't worried though.
Oh man, you're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9CITR.ca. Listen, don't let anyone ever tell you that there's not good hip-hop, good rap music still be made. So much that I listen to the same songs over and over and over and over again. And you know what? Sometimes I play the same songs on this radio station over and over and over again every week. You know why? Because it's fucking good. And trust me now. Believe me later on. Could you imagine? So there was a driver that was arrested over the weekend driving 223 kilometers who said he didn't know how fast he was going. And this dude was driving a Hyundai. I didn't even know Hyundais could go that fast. Like, what my impression of a Hyundai is after probably about 120, especially when I think it was an Elantra, something like that, I'm like, that thing might fall apart. 225, I just couldn't even imagine. I would be scared driving next to that person. Like, I have realized that I'm just not a fast driver. Like, I think I could drive fast. I'm a good driver, but I'm just not a fast driver. It's just, like, nowhere I need to go fast. Nowhere that, like, 5 minutes is going to change my life. Or 10 minutes, you know? So I just can't imagine driving 223. I'd be scared if I saw that person on the road. Like, luckily, this is a story about, you know, a speeding ticket. But I would hope that they would just take that person's license. Like, I feel like if you're driving and you can't tell the difference between 100 and 225, they should just take your license right there. You're a danger. Like, you, especially if you say, "Officer, I had no idea how fast I was going." Bro, give me your license. How can you drive if you can't understand how you move spatially through this world? That doesn't make any sense. I feel like that's like the number one thing. I'd actually rather have someone who understands how they spatially move through the world driving, who has limited vision, than I would someone who has no idea how fast they're going and they can see fine. That doesn't make any sense. Anyways, this is the type of stuff that people really get upset about, just what I was talking about. So there was supposed to be an apology ceremony between police and Maxwell Johnson and his granddaughter, who were put in handcuffs and embarrassed as they tried to open a bank account. And the two police officers didn't even show up. Isn't that terrible? It's like, how are you supposed to trust the police? The police officers can't even show up for the apology on their behalf. That just means they didn't do anything. They feel they didn't do anything wrong. And who would even set, like, how can you even, as like a police commissioner, or say that you have control of the police, if you can't even get your own employee to show up for an apology? Doesn't make any sense. But it makes total sense if you know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, so one of the things I think is so interesting, you know, and I think it's interesting because I like to talk about economics and I like to talk about people and people's perception and people's kind of thoughts and how these thoughts kind of help them and not help them and hurt them, but also just kind of impact the decision-making. And so one of the things is that people have been hammering this idea, we're gonna go through a recession. And it's interesting because I watched something yesterday about, you know, from some economists on Fox, and it's like, no, people are, you know, kind of misunderstand what a recession means, and also like where inflation comes from. And it's just yesterday, who was it? I mean, she's always bringing the heat to Congress. Rep. Katie Porter, she posted this on her page, but it was really just, it was within one of her Economic Commission committee meetings about where is inflation coming from. And surprise, surprise, it's coming from corporate profits. We talk about this all the time. It's like, no, people are greedy. And one of the things that's so bad is that we just can't stop shopping either. It's like, what is, I mean, it's an addiction. It's killing us. Like, we cannot stop shopping. I was listening to a podcast, and I mean, this is the same, I'm all over the place, but like, so, you know, I work at a market research company, a brand strategy company, and one of the things is we did a start, did a few years ago, is we stopped using the word consumers for people. And so this podcast I was listening to the other day was saying the same thing, like, oh, like, it's so faux pas, or it is, you know, passé, or whatever, you know, that proper, you know what I'm saying, word is to say it's not, like, right to call people consumers because it kind of dehumanizes, you know, the people in this particular relationship. And it's just me, like, from a marketer standpoint, it's like, whether I say consumer or person or people, we're talking about the same thing. The dehumanization is not coming from the word that I use, consumer. It is coming from just what we do, which is manifest demand and then manifest a relationship out of thin air to make people want stuff. And it's just like we're stuck in that, and we're stuck in a cycle. So, yeah, so people, they can take as much money as they want. Like, I have no faith that this is ever going to go back to, why wouldn't my landlord charge me $1,400 to sleep in a RV when I have to pay it? You know, when there's such limited options, it's like, eventually that's going to be a good deal. The crazy part is, I say, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, there are deals that, like, what I thought was a bad deal, it's a great deal. Like, if I was stuck in, like, I remember my friend moved out of his lofted studio in East Van, right on Main. It was so nice. And I was like, man, I should take over the apartment. I was like, $1,800? Wow, it's expensive. And now if I saw that apartment for $1,800, I would literally beg that person to give it to me. What? That doesn't make any sense. How do we get back to housing? Anyways. People are stealing our money every day, and it pisses me off. But it's like, what can you do? You can call a bunch of numbers and try to get it back. That's the crazy part. They can make it hard to get your money back. Then you just say, fuck it, and they keep it for themselves. It's not like they're paying it to those employees. That's the crazy part. It's not like they're, like, paying it. Like, if my $400 went to, like, for every, you know, every single dollar went to, like, whichever prevention team that was just, like, playing defense on my money, and they got to keep it, and they, you know, and I'm like, these people are just getting fat playing defense on my money. Okay. But, you know, that money's just going right back up, somehow going to the stock price. Somebody's taking, sending their kids to, you know, out on a weekend with my money. It makes me kind of upset. So I saw this in the news, and I thought it was just absolutely stupid. California, the first state to prohibit plastic produce bags. And I'm like, how many private jets does, like, just exist in California? Like, how little? Let's look at this. Let's look it up. Like, how much carbon does one plastic bag, you know, how much pollution is that versus a private jet? Let me see. Pollution. How much one private jet? Let's see what it says. How much pollution? A private jet, it emits 2 metric tons of carbon dioxide per hour. 2 metric tons. So let's say it takes 6 hours to fly from LA to New York. So That's 12 metric tons of carbon dioxide. Let's see, how much carbon dioxide is in one plastic bag? In plastic bag. About the carbon footprint of plastic is about 6 kilograms of CO2 per kilogram of plastic. So, let's see. They want me to do the math. I'm like, just do the math for me, Google. I don't understand. It's a very small, because what is a plastic bag? Got to be like 0.1, like 1 gram. It was like 0.00006 grams of plastic. Anyways, they could just ban private jets, but they won't. But they just make it harder for everyday people to live their lives. Listen, you can't get plastic bags at the grocery stores. You can't put your produce in plastic bags. Yet, rich people can fly around as much as they want. That doesn't make any sense. There's so much stuff that's just like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Banning plastic bags. Why are you wasting your time on that? They had committee meetings over and over and over and over again. You know, then they had committee meetings about like, what kind of plastic bags to ban? How much should we ban? You know, they brought in experts. They paid these experts. They brought in, business consultants. They brought in, you know, people. They ran surveys. They did all this stuff when they could have just limited private jets. We're all gonna die. It's pretty sad. When we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about military using robot tanks, or we'll talk about something funny. I haven't decided yet. When we get back from a short musical break, listen, this will be the best song yet. Not gonna lie.
Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
How's life? Yeah. How's life? Yeah. How's life? Yeah. How's life? Yeah. How's life? Are you still there? Are you still fine? Are you holding back what you feel inside? Is it moving fast, passing you by? Do you need a break, someone else to drive? Do you need a round of shots for everybody? To play the music loud, to drown out the silence. When I ask you, tell the truth and don't lie. Haven't called in years, so I answer quick to give my reply. Had a bout with fear, I got bruised a little, but I won the fight. Been everywhere and had love adjacent, not in my mind. Penthouse conversations and business meetings and shared rides. Turn the days alone to turn into walks to turn into hikes. So I read some books, asked for some favors, took your advice. I did some shrooms, I killed a monster, he was my pride. I know I'm probably rambling, but you asked me and I ain't wanna lie. How's life? How's life? How's life? Complicated, I simplify, I'm satisfied. I'm doing me, I'm not taking orders like Shopify. I'm doing fine. How's life? Are you all there? Are you doing fine? Yeah. Are you holding back what you feel inside? Yeah. Is it moving fast, passing you by? Yeah. Do you need a break, someone else to drive? Yeah. Do you need a round of shots for everybody? Play the music loud to drown out the silence.
Beckard off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. Listen, tune in, tell a friend, and tell a friend. It's fun. Listen, gather around. So there was a man who claimed Antifa set his property ablaze over a Trump flag, and he admits to starting himself. This is like, I mean, we all knew that he did it himself. Like, anytime I see one of those Blacks Rule, you know, spray paints on, you know, on their driveway, or you see somebody, you know, setting their own stuff on fire, you're like, try to explain to people just how ridiculous racism can be, kind of how funny it can be. And you're like, listen, people will set their own house on fire and blame it on Black people or Antifa or whatever. It's like, people are dumb. It's like, you know, that's going to come out. Come on, man. Be a little, you know, just think a little bit more. But honestly, it's like people really take that stuff very seriously. They take it very seriously. Oh man, there's so another joke is that, oh man, there's so much. I was looking at the story, I was going to say, I was like, oh wow, you know, some of these are funny, but some of these are not funny. Like, I saw this daycare, like, this is funny and not funny. This daycare workers are getting charged with felonies after wearing a scream mask to their, like, three-year-old classrooms called Lil Blessings Daycare, and wearing scream masks and scaring the kids. They took a cell phone video of it and sent it around of them scaring the kids to their crying. And I just don't understand why adults would think that was, I mean, I understand why adults would think that would be funny. These people clearly have had some traumatic things happen to them as children, and they think that this is okay to pass on. Scared of the scream mask. Now, I definitely understand that they should be fired, but these people are being charged with felonies for scaring the kids. I have mixed feelings on it. I was like, I went to go look to see, like, wow, I wonder why they're getting charged with felonies. And it wasn't for the reason that I thought. Nope, these people are just, I feel like there had to be some other stuff going on besides just the scream mask, because it seems quite harsh, but also I don't have any kids. So, like, if you were intentionally scaring my kids and I thought you were just being the daycare supervisor, I'm like, what are you actually doing? Which is, I was reading this book called Bullshit Jobs by David Graeber, and it talks about, like, caring jobs or jobs that are paid the least and, like, have the least respect, like, in our society, like, in our patriarchal set-up society. Jobs that care about other people are typically some of the many worst jobs. Also, the jobs that are going to be, least likely to be automated, because, like, people have to care takes a lot of work and nuance and, you know, and just kind of skill. And from being a coach in Little League football, and then also seeing situations like this, you're like, why do people want, don't like, why don't people want to pay the people who are taking care of their kids? Damn, I can't speak. Why don't people want to pay those people? I just don't understand. Like, it is refusal. Like, pay daycare workers more money so you get high quality daycare workers. Daycare workers who won't scare your kids. Like, just pay them more money. But the people have this aversion to paying people who care for people more money. It doesn't make any sense. And then you end up with this. And you know what? I hope your kid doesn't have trauma, but I also hope that you would just pay a little bit more. Also, daycare is expensive already. Something should be definitely subsidized. But then you would get better and more people. There's so many people who I know who worked at the bank who would rather have been doing anything else if it paid anywhere close to working at the bank. A Walmart shopper was charged with retail fraud for allegedly stealing over $1,000 in items at self-checkout. Now, the crazy part is if she would have swiped her card and Walmart stole $1,000 from her, nobody at Walmart is getting charged with retail theft. this woman, Teddy Joe, is, I'm on Teddy Joe's team. I didn't even know they were making Teddy Joe's. I did not know that was a thing. It's a real name in Michigan. She apparently failed to pay for over $1,000 worth of products. This could have been like two things. Why is this in here? Why is this on the news? Why is this on the news? What is the... The story has been getting national level of attention. Oh, because of opioid addiction. No, I think it's because people think Teddy Joe is pretty. Anyways, I'm just on the stealing. I'm like, listen, stealing from self-checkout, why are we wasting taxpayer money for that? Doesn't make any sense. Why are you even arrest her? They caught her at the store. Make her give the stuff back. I don't understand that. It's like, yeah, they got you. Give the stuff back. Fine. Move on. Why are we charging people with... Listen, it's just sad because I wish that I could get somebody arrested at American Airlines. I would definitely do it. I don't even believe in the police, but somebody deserves to be arrested for that. I honestly, there's some things that just make me feel. Automated customer service makes me feel. Listen, have you ever had somebody in customer service tell you, I would love to take care of this for you? That's what they said to me. And I'm like, stop telling me that. I said something from, stop telling me you'd love to take care of this for me. You would not love to take care of this for me. You don't love me. You don't even know me. You don't know my situation. You don't know anything about me. Can we just deal with this like business people? I don't need you to love me. I need you to take care of it. And the person was like, what? No, they didn't help me. It didn't do anything. But I hate when they say that. I hate when they're like, I would love to take care of this for you. No, you wouldn't. Stop pretending. We can both not pretend because I know you're at work. Just let it go. Anyways, our last story is just about how Circle K gas stations in Florida are selling marijuana. And 5 years ago, marijuana was illegal. I knew the only other Issa I knew growing up was a successful marijuana dealer, interstate. Listen, went to jail for years, lost years of his life. Also came back hardened criminal. All because he was selling weed. Now they're selling weed at Circle K at gas stations. It's fucked up. People in jail. Still fucked up because of marijuana, these draconian marijuana laws for decades. And now Circle K, who I don't know who owns Circle K, is about to make billions of dollars. All because we can't stop shopping. Don't buy weed from Circle K, please. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Listen, tune in. Donate to CITR. Be as selfish as you want to be. It's a great day. It's a great week. Hey, stay warm. See you next Tuesday. Stay dry. I'm out.